Well, first, International Peacekeepers Day is an occasion to reflect on all the colleagues that we have lost. The last 10 years, it's been consistently over 100 peacekeepers dying every year on duty, many of them through malign actions. So that, I think, is something we should never forget, the sacrifice of those people. Looking ahead, though, of course, as you know, right now there is this high-level panel that's been appointed by the Secretary General to look into a review of peace operations at large. And of course, this concerns us very directly. And I do hope that, in fact, I'm convinced that that report, when it comes out sometime in mid-June, will actually help us chart the way ahead for the next 15 years or so of peacekeeping.
Now, you've just returned from a trip to the Central African Republic as well as Mali. Mm-hmm. Did you get a chance to exchange with the peacekeepers there on the ground?
Of course. Every time. It's and especially those two missions, which are our two youngest missions, you know, and ones in which, given the nature of the challenges that we are facing in the ground, we are experimenting a number of new tools, you know, to improve on the safety of our people, but also to enhance the way they can perform their mandate. So I think it's terribly important, you know, with deploying new equipment, a lot of training against IEDs, mines, and surprise attacks in northern Mali. We are testing a new way of managing public security in Bangui, in the Central African Republic. So all this, I think, is a reflection of the new threats that we are operating against, and of course the new ways in which we can, which is, by the way, my goal, enhance the performance of our missions on the ground.
Was that their main concern, the growing threats on the ground?
Well, it's a reality, you know, so, and we have to do better. I think we are, in fact, but really it's part of the overall difficulty of the mission in Mali, you know, to make it so that the ceasefire is actually holding, which it is not, sadly, so for the time being.
Now, as head of UN peacekeeping operations, do you have a special message to the peacekeepers today that are deployed?
Well, it's about tremendous gratitude to those people, men and women, to the countries who actually contribute them, because without them, you know, the partnership that is peacekeeping simply could not work. So I think we have to continue, and but in a very solid relationship.